Hello, this is Chris Farmer. Welcome to the blog. This one is Leadership and Management Training Skills. It's important to distinguish things that look similar but are not the same. For example, it is important to distinguish a pussycat from a tiger, a friend from an enemy, a medicine from a poison. Here is a list of important pairs that are similar but not the same. Fact versus opinion, reason versus excuse, a wish versus a goal, a guess versus an estimate, and determination versus stubbornness. We should not get these pairs confused. Let's examine each. 1. Fact versus opinion. Is there a difference between a fact and an opinion? Yes. A fact is a statement of reality that is verifiable by direct observation. An opinion is a judgment or evaluation of that given fact. Exercise. Which one of these pairs of words is more factual and which one is more opinionated? Attractive? Pale blue. Dangerous? Very hot. Careless driver, pulled out of the junction without looking. Unprofessional, 20 minutes late for the meeting. Answer. In each case, the first statement was the opinionated and the second statement more factual. As a general principle, when in a business context, use factual language, not opinionated. 2. Reason versus excuse. Is there a difference between a reason for not doing something and an excuse for not doing something? Yes. A reason for not doing something is an explanation that is factually true, proportionate, logical, verifiable, and, under the conditions operating, was justifiable. An excuse for not doing something is an explanation that is untrue or not proportionate, or illogical, unverifiable, and unreasonable given the circumstances. As a general principle, don't give concessions to people who offer only excuses for not doing something, and give concessions only to people who offer good reasons. Wish versus goal. Is there a difference between a wish and a goal? Yes. A wish can have any content whatsoever. You might wish that you will live forever. You might wish to win the lottery. You might wish you could fly like Superman. And you might wish for a date with your favourite movie star. But presumably these are not goals. A goal is something for which you will plan and work to achieve. A goal is this worldly. A goal is a statement of intent. A goal is more tangible than a wish. A goal is specific, planned, organized, realistic, attainable, and a source of motivation. Separate wishes from goals. Enjoy your fanciful wishes as a means of entertaining yourself. Define and refine your goals as a means of making progress. And don't confuse goals with wishes. 4. Guess versus estimate. Human knowledge is finite, i.e., you don't know everything about anything, and you know practically nothing about almost everything. Read that again and you'll see it makes sense. You don't know everything about anything, and you know practically nothing about almost everything. And therefore, you are frequently faced with questions to which you don't know the answer. But that should not daunt you. You can estimate the answer. An estimate is a mental calculation based on rough figures, which can give you a reasonable approximation of the true figure. An estimate is not a guess. A guess is an arbitrary statement without any attempt at calculation and with no reference to related knowledge. i.e., a guess is a blind shot in the dark. Enrico Fermi. Enrico Fermi, the famous physicist in charge of the Manhattan Project, which was a project relating to the creation of the first nuclear bomb, suggested that one should develop skills in answering questions to which you don't know the answer by means of estimation and calculation, as opposed to saying, I don't know, or taking a wild guess. Example of a Fermi question. A Fermi question is a question which seeks a fast, rough estimate of quantity, which is either difficult or impossible to measure directly. To practice your skills, Enrico Fermi suggested this problem that, at first glance, seems impossible. If you were given the population of Chicago, could you accurately estimate the number of piano tuners resident in that city? Are you stumped? Fermi suggested that you could proceed along these lines. From the almanac, we know that Chicago has a population of approximately 3 million people. Assume that an average family contains 4 members. Therefore, the number of families in Chicago must be approximately 750,000. Let's estimate that one family in 5 owns a piano. Therefore, there will be 150,000 pianos in Chicago. Let's estimate the average piano tuner services 4 pianos every day of the week for 5 days a week and rests on weekends and has a 2-week vacation in the summer. Then, in 1 year, 52 weeks, he would service 1,000 pianos. 150,000 divided by 4 times 5 times 50 equals 150, so that there probably are about 150 piano tuners in Chicago. This method allows you to establish a first estimate which might be off by no more than a factor of 2. Here are 4 points to remember. 1. Just because you don't know does not mean you are beaten. 2. Develop skills in answering questions to which you don't know the answer. 3. Estimate and calculate using reasonable assumptions and logical deductions. 4. Don't say too quickly, I don't know. 5. Don't guess. Determined versus stubborn. Is there a difference between being determined and being stubborn? Answer, yes. Determination. Determination is a positive trait that describes the degree of commitment you have to the goal. Determination is a measure of commitment to a goal. Stubbornness. Stubbornness is a negative trait that describes unwillingness to change your ways, even when it is self-evident that those ways don't work. Do you know anyone who's too stubborn to change his ways, even though it's obvious that what he is doing is leading him towards oblivion? Weird, isn't it? Why does he not change? Answer, he's too stubborn. Stubbornness is the most guaranteed way to fail. Why? Because if a situation is evolving and you are not evolving, then nature will target you for extinction. Here are 2 points to remember. 1. Remain determined to achieve your goal, but don't be stubborn in your methods. 2. Stay determined to achieve your goal, but be adaptable in your methods. Here's a summary of the points made in this article. 1. When in a business context, use factual language, not opinionated. 2. Don't give concessions to people who offer only excuses for not doing something. 3. Give concessions only to people who offer good reasons for not doing something. 4. In your mind, separate wishes from goals. 5. Enjoy your fanciful wishes as a means of entertaining yourself. 6. Refine and define your goals as a means of making progress as you get older. 7. Don't mix and confuse goals with wishes. 8. Just because you don't know doesn't mean you're beaten. 9. Develop skills in answering questions to which you don't know the answer by means of estimation and calculation. 10. Estimate and calculate using reasonable assumptions and logical deductions. 11. Don't guess. 12. don't say too quickly, I don't know. 13. Remain determined to achieve your goal, but don't be stubborn in your methods. 14. Stay determined to achieve your goal, but be adaptable in your methods. Thank you.